Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, worship Your holy name. The sun comes up.
Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Give Him glory and praise constantly. With my mouth, I will bless the Lord continually. His praise shall be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you so much as you have joined us today, this morning, in the future, hearing these broadcasts. This is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. It is my honor to serve our mighty God, our Father, Abba Father, Jehovah. Jesus is the way to that destination of our Father God. I pray that you know the Lord Jesus today. If you don't know Him, He's waiting. He's calling. Hear His voice. Just say, yes, Jesus, I receive Your love. I receive eternal life through You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for forgiving me. Thank You, Jesus, for giving Your life for me. I confess You to everyone. As You are my Lord, I receive You now, Lord Jesus. Amen. And that's all it takes. Make sure that you get a Bible. I prefer that you would start with the King James. Go in the New Testament. Contact us. We'll help you. Read the book of John about God's love. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ. You can go to our website and contact us. It is www.thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com or email us at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com. You have to use the word the Family Church of Jesus Christ at gmail.com, or call us there at the office or text us at 918-381-0254. God bless you today. And as we opened up with that beautiful song, bless the Lord, O my soul, and worship Him continually. Bless His holy name. Today, we're going to jump in, as we always do, into the Word. If you want to be a guest on this show, contact me. We would love to hear from you, your prayer requests, or whatever you would like to share. Again, I am Apostle Robin Tabish. It's an honor to bring the Word of God to you today. I'm going to open up with Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah, the young young preacher of the Lord. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Don't trust in man. Put your confidence in the Lord. As my wonderful husband, Pastor Jabran Tabish, his favorite verse is Psalms 118:18. Put your trust in man, but your confidence is in the Lord. Your confidence is not in the arm of flesh, but you trust in the Lord. I know sometimes it looks hard. It looks really tough, like you're never going to make it. But remember, put your trust in the Lord. He will help you. In verse 7 of Jeremiah 17, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Blessed, that means happy, content, lacking nothing. Blessed is the man, that's brother or sister, that's mankind, that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. When you trust, you have confidence, you believe in. You can trust in the Lord. He said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. Always with us. If you think about that, the God of all creation, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Trinity. God three in one. God came here on earth as the Son in flesh to live as our example of us, to show us that we can live perfect, for he is the way to the Father. He is the way to our destination, to the throne of God, to Abba. So again in verse 7 of Jeremiah 17, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Not as in verse 5 it said, the Lord said you're cursed if you put your trust in man and his arm, the world's offers, the world's standards. Yes, we have to abide by the laws of this land, but we don't put our trust in it. We pray for our governments, for our presidents across this world, but we put our trust in the mighty Jehovah God, the creator of all things. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. The hope, the waiting, the trusting. What is in verse Isaiah? Let's turn back there. Isaiah chapter 40. And good evening, good morning to everyone that's joined us today here on this Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you would like to be one of my guests, our guest here at the Family Church of Jesus Christ, please contact us. So we're going to Isaiah 40 and verse 28. Isaiah 40, 40, and then verse 28. Hast thou not known? This is the mighty prophet Isaiah. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, He faints not, neither is he weary. Have you not known this? Listen to this word. This is the word of God. There is no searching of his understanding. The mighty God, the Lord, he doesn't get tired of you. I've heard so many of religious people, God bless them, they say, oh Lord, I know you must be tired of me. Do you really think our Father God, the creator of everything that lives within you, is tired of hearing his child? Never. He doesn't faint. He doesn't grow weary. There's no searching of his understanding of his love. Back at Jeremiah, it says in 17:7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. How can you have hope in a God that grows weary of you or is dead and doesn't even answer? Here in Isaiah 40, it says, haven't you heard? Don't you know the everlasting God, the creator of all the ends of the earth? He doesn't grow weary. He isn't faint. He doesn't get exhausted. There's no searching, no ending of his understanding for us. His great love, his endurance for us. It is love that never fails, because God is love. In 1 John chapter 4, God is love. If you know not God, you know not love, for God is love. And then 29 of Isaiah 40, he gives power to the faint, to the weak, to the exhausted. He gives you power, his power. The joy of the Lord is your strength, his power, his strength. It says that he gives power to the faint, to the weak, to the exhausted, to them that have no might, and he increases their strength. 31, but they that wait, that hope upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. Have you seen a mighty eagle here in the United States of America? That is our bird. It's the mighty bald eagle. The great white chest, his wings spanned. He builds great nests that weigh many, many pounds upon the cliffs of the rocks up high. He can see the smallest down on the ground from a mountaintop. Isaiah here says in 31, chapter 40, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Back in Jeremiah, our main text. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Jeremiah 17:7. And in verse 10, the Lord is talking to young Jeremiah. He says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. The Lord knows your heart. The reins, like the reins of a horse, when you put a bridle in their mouth and you have the rein straps back along their neck, a well-trained horse, you just have to touch that side of his neck with that rein, with that strap, and he will go that way, easily touched. But if you have to pull on it, he is not trained well yet. He says there in verse 10 of Jeremiah 17, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Jesus, in John 15 says that if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit to glorify the Father. Abide in him and he will produce much fruit through you. You don't see a tree straining to bring forth fruit. It's abiding in Jesus. He is the great vine, and the Father prunes. That isn't a harsh thing. That's pruning is to strengthen you, strengthen that branch to produce more fruit. As you're tested and tried, as James chapter 1 says, count it all joy when you go through tests and trials. Let patience have her perfect work. You have the fruit of the Spirit in you by the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering. You have everything that you need if you use what Jesus has given you through the Holy Spirit. If you have the gift of tongues, pray for the gift of tongues and let the Holy Spirit pray for you when you don't know what to pray. Have confidence in the Lord, as our main text was, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. I want to go down to verse 13 in Jeremiah chapter 17. O Lord of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Think about it. Verse 13 of Jeremiah chapter 17. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Come to Jesus. He is the fountain of the living waters. As Jesus went to the woman at the well, the Samaritan, he said, give me to drink. And she said, you're asking of me? In other words, the world, the people feeling that don't know Jesus, they're not worthy. And Jesus said, long story short, if you've known who asks you for water, you would ask me, as I am the living water, and you will never thirst again. She said, oh, give me this water so I won't have to come here every day and carry all these jugs. And he said, I am that living water. I am your life. Take of me, he's saying, and you will not thirst. You will not lack, for Jesus is that fountain of living waters. The fountain of living waters, as Jeremiah 17:13 says. And then verse 14, as some of you have heard me sing this, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. We praise you, Lord. We reverence you, Lord. I'll sing a couple of these verses for you here. Maybe you can learn that and sing it from your heart. But it's Jeremiah 17, and the first one is verse 7. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, whose hope the Lord is. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Oh, sing it with me. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, whose hope the Lord is. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord gave me that a few years ago. Blessed, blessed, who trusts, whose hope is the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you just say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you again for joining us here at the Family Church of Jesus Christ, where God will never leave you. I wanted to share just one more a little song from this chapter of Jeremiah 17. I love to sing the word of God. It just rises up out of my spirit. No matter if you say you can't carry a tune, God loves to hear you sing. He sings over us, as in Zephaniah states. He loves to sing. Can you imagine for eternity hearing the Lord sing, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the trio. Wow. Okay, here's another one. Jeremiah 17 and verse 14. If you need a healing spirit, soul, and body, I'd advise that you say this, that you sing this. Say it out loud. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise, yeah, thou art my praise, oh, thou art my praise, thou art my praise. Oh, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Yes, thou art my praise. O thou art my praise. Thou art my praise. Heal me, O Lord, let him heal you, and I shall be healed. By his stripes we were healed. Save me, Lord, that means to be complete, and I shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 15 of Jeremiah 17 says, behold, they say unto me, this is what the world will say, even your friends and family. Says in verse 15 of Jeremiah 17, behold, Lord, he's talking to God, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Yeah, people will say, they will laugh at you and say, you are crazy. You can't do that. But, you know, through the way, Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. All things are possible to those who believe. Believe. As in verse 7 said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Believe. Have your confidence in the Lord. For Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is now. And Jeremiah said back here in verse 15 of chapter 17, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is. See it. Touch it. Taste of it. Now it is. Write it down clearly. As Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says, God says, write down your vision. Make it clear to others that see it. Make it plain. Speak it out. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. See it by your eyes of faith. Send now the word of the Lord. Let it come now, Jeremiah said. Trust in the Lord. Stand fast before him. Stand fast. Because inconsistency, a precious sister, I'm sure you all know, is Gloria Copeland. I remember hearing her say years ago that inconsistency lies the power. Inconsistency, being consistent, steadfast, not moving, like your feet are cemented in concrete, lies the power. I want you to turn to one last verse before we get ready to say goodbye. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And in verse 8. 1 Thessalonians, it's in the New Testament. Praise the Lord. Chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8. For now, the present, right now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, for now we live. If you stand fast in the Lord, if you stand fast, now is the Greek word noon, immediate, present, to live, to enjoy the Zale, to enjoy real life, active, blessed, to be in full vigor, fresh and strong, efficient. Now we live. If we stand fast, if. See, the word if is conditioned particle, if you remember your English class. It's conditional. God's word has thousands of conditions. If we keep his commandments and walk in him. Now, for now, if we live, you stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast. Stako, consistent. Stand firm. Don't trust in this world, but trust in the Lord. Our confidence is in the Lord. Well, our time is just about gone. I want to pray. Father God, I just thank you for the people that's listening now and in the future. Lord, bless their hearts that they put their trust in you and not in this world until you come, Jesus. Amen. This is the one and only Apostle Robin of the Family Church of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
worship his holy.